Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 3, 1805. A foggy morning and quicksand. Today, the expedition gets a clear view of Mount Hood. They have now reached a point that marks the farthest upstream that Lieutenant William Broughton of George Vancouver's expedition traveled in 1792, so they are now in territory that has been explored by white men. Today, Captain Clark writes of another adventure.
The fog so thick this morning that we could not see a man 50 steps off. This fog detained us until 10 o'clock, at which time we set out, accompanied by our Indian friends who are from a village near the Great Falls. Previous to our setting out, Collins killed a large buck, and Labiche killed 3 geese flying. The undergrowth, rushes, vines, in the bottoms, too thick to pass through. At 3 miles, I arrived at the entrance of a river which appeared to scatter over a sandbar, the bottom of which I could see quite across, and did not appear to be 4 inches deep in any part. I attempted to wade this stream, and to my astonishment found the bottom a quicksand and impassable. I called to the canoes to put to shore. I got into the canoe and landed below the mouth, and Captain Lewis and myself walked up this river about 1.5 miles to examine this river, which we found to be a very considerable stream, discharging its waters through 2 channels, which forms an island of about 3 miles in length on the river and 1.5 miles wide. The stream has much the appearance of the River Platte. After taking dinner at the mouth of this river, we proceeded on to center of a large island in the middle of the river, which we called Diamond Island from its appearance. Here we met 15 Indian men in 2 canoes from below. They informed us they saw 3 vessels below. We landed on the north side of the Diamond Island and encamped. Captain William Clark, November 3, 1805.
The Diamond Island where they camped later became Government and McGuire Islands, opposite Portland, Oregon. This Sandy River, or Quicksand River, is the present-day Willamette River, meeting the Columbia at Portland. The fertile Willamette River Valley was later the goal of pioneers traveling the Oregon Trail to seek their fortune. Tomorrow, 4 bushels of Wapato.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.